With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel confirms it has received the remains of four more hostages. The Red Cross handing the bodies over to Israeli forces in Gaza one day after the bodies of four other hostages had been returned. However, Israeli officials are a little upset today. The process is moving much slower than Hamas had initially agreed to. A Florida judge temporarily blocking the planned transfer of prime downtown Miami land for Donald Trump's future presidential library.
Circuit Judge Mabel Ruiz issued the order. This comes days after Miami activists alleged that local college officials violated Florida's open government law. The activist says officials at that school broke the law by giving the sizable plot of real estate to the state of Florida. The state then voted to transfer the land to the foundation for the planned presidential library.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Supreme Court declines a major appeal.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will not get a chance to go before the Supreme Court and appeal the $1.4 billion judgment against him over his description of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut as a hoax. 20 first graders and six educators were killed. The InfoWars host argued a Connecticut judge was wrong to find him liable for defamation and infliction of emotional distress without holding a trial over allegations by victims' relatives.
31,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers have gone on strike seeking better salaries and staffing. Officials say that's primarily at some 500 medical centers on the West Coast. This is SRN News. A federal judge takes the side of a Virginia high school student.
A preliminary injunction has been granted to a boy at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County who was facing suspension for complaining about the presence of a girl in the boy's locker room. The girl is living as a boy, and when she overheard the male student complaining, she turned him in, and he was charged with, quote, sexual harassment. Two other boys who complained have already been suspended. A lawsuit is proceeding in U.S. District Court. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates very unhappy the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans today, especially those who are minority faiths in the country, face an uncertain and perilous future. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson restates the GOP continuing resolution does not force Senate Democrats to compromise anything except their position to vote against it and to make a demand which Republicans will not accept.
It is completely clean. There are no policy changes, no partisan riders, no gimmicks or tricks at all. All it does is keep the lights on at the current funding levels for a few extra weeks while we complete the normal appropriations process. Now compare that to the Democrats' counterproposal. They're demanding $1.5 trillion in new spending paid for by American taxpayers.
Senior advisor at the State Department arrested, accused of printing out classified documents, then storing them, some 1,000 pages of sensitive government records, in filing cabinets and trash bags at his home. More details, SRNNews.com.